Now to the Pope's historic visit to Cuba and the U.S. Pope Francis arriving in eastern Cuba this morning for the next leg of his trip. He's been greeted by huge crowds, as you know, excitement building for his arrival here. Terry Moran filed this before leaving Havana. He's with the Pope.
This is the Pope's last day in Cuba before he heads to the United States. He's leaving Havana for a couple of cities, Santiago and Holguin. This was a trip that was supposed to be purely inspirational for Cuba, but it's been touched by protest and controversy.
An unforgettable moment. The Pope meets with Fidel Castro, the 89-year-old revolutionary, and a Pope who's shaking up the world, too. A jubilant welcome for the Pope from hundreds of young Cubans here in Havana last night. And Francis spoke to them off the cuff, sharing his very untraditional vision of a church that must never become too insular. When a religion becomes a convent, it loses the best thing it has, he said. It becomes about I'm good, you're bad, moral prediction. Earlier Sunday in Revolution Square, thousands greeted Francis in the sweltering heat, waving flags, reaching out to him. But as Francis arrived at the square, a dramatic scene. A protester tries to reach the Pope. A brief encounter, then he gets dragged away. He celebrated Mass with a huge image of Che Guevara, the famed atheist communist rebel, looming above it all. A profoundly moving experience for so many, and the kids loved it too.
How was it? How was it to see the Pope?
I'm excited, she says. I was like, hooray, it's the Pope. We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun for them and for so many Cuban Catholics. The Pope will travel just 90 miles from here in Cuba across the Florida Straits to the United States. But really, it's just a world away from here.